government, music, art, health, science, geology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com, and only on BBSRadio.com. What does that mean? Well, I probably have the world's record for the shortest run of an affiliate on this show. We had last week for two nights, Thursday and Friday night, WTPRN.com. We the People Radio Network, and I was notified sometime today that they have gone out of business. There's an important notice posted on their website today, October the 6th, and already on the East Coast and Central Time Zone, we are into October the 7th, so it's either yesterday or today, depending on where you are in the country. I'm going to read the message that's on the board. I found out like the listening audience found out, and not just at BBS, but also at WTPRN. Dear friends, after 18 months of broadcasting, WTPRN has closed its doors. We would like to thank all the hosts who gave so much to participate in this network and make it such a valuable resource for information, and we wish every one of them well in their future endeavors. We also wish to thank the sponsors and listeners who donated to help fund the operation for the past 18 months. Your sacrifices have touched many lives and helped many to understand what is really going on in world politics. We expect to be able to keep the archives up permanently, and we wish everyone well in their quest for the knowledge that the mainstream refuses to bring forth. This was a shock to many of the listeners, and I know that Don Newsome got some emails. He alerted me to what was going on, and I got to tell you, this stinks to high heaven, the whole thing. So without going into any details, expect this show anyway to acquire some affiliates and to move forward. Don't be disappointed. There were people out there, particularly some of the micro-broadcasters, that would like to affiliate with this show and get the truth out, and we intend to do that. Got some great things coming forward, so don't look at this at all as a setback. In fact, this is like a bad marriage. You want to find out in the beginning during the honeymoon in case you've got to nullify it. With that, the world is as crazy as usual. They opened up some hearings on the banking scandal that's going on. And isn't it interesting how they pass a 400 and some page document, and then they investigate it. And they had a guy from, I have to stop and think now, was it Merrill Lynch? They had one of the culprits of the banksters on today, and he was just dancing all around the issues. I adhere to what I have been saying, that this is nothing but a ticket to continue the rampant embezzlement and corruption going on between the administration and their money laundering partners at Goldman Sachs. In fact, Goldman Sachs was brought up at least 1,000 times today, and nobody's really buying the story, although they voted for it. Now, you figure out how they could vote for an $850 billion bailout. What we have learned is that this was done under duress and the threat of martial law. In other words, you don't vote for this bailout. We're going to institute martial law. So either way you look at it, the banks have their own dictatorship, or had the Congress voted against it, we would be into a full-blown dictatorship. I think that we all sense that something is terribly wrong with this country, and we're going to have to do something about it. So I'll leave that for another day. We'll have more news to report in the coming days and weeks, I'm sure. With that, we're going to move to a more positive note and talk about living healthy and being happy and feeling satisfied. If it's only to do with feeding your face, I'm going to bring my good friend on from hempusa.org, one of my Evident Footprint sponsors, as well as a devoted sponsor to BBS Radio, Mr. Tom James. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on. It's a little late tonight, but I made it, Don. I made it.
All right. you made it. You were en route when we got a hold of you. And for the listening audience, I asked if you went to the pig races tonight, but she said you didn't.
So, no, I was in the city and just got back, so I'm glad you got me.
Well, I got a picture from you. Actually, I should post this picture on my website. I haven't gotten around to it because I've been too busy. But, folks, Tom sent me a hilarious picture of some pig races.
Yeah.
Now, these guys could be a bit leaner, but it's a hilarious picture, and I want to get that posted up on the site.
And I think in the future we should concentrate on having a pig race, to be very honest with you.
We should, a promotional race for Hemp
yes,
USA.
Yes. And they'll all be fed hemp, so these will be the fastest, slimmest pigs we can find.
These will be the lean guys, right?
Yeah. I think that'll be a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah, I think it would be, some people would consider that a publicity stunt, but it really drives a message home. If you see a lean pig on hemp products, it's going to get the message across.
Yeah, but Don, and a number on his back, okay, and a number.
Yes.
You know that's one of my pigs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a hilarious picture. Now, the only thing I was disappointed that they weren't on a track. They were actually inside a corral, you know, with hay and stuff. But
yeah, but that's their little pig track. That's called a pig track. It's not called a racetrack. It's a pig track.
I see.
And they're used to running in that heavy dirt, you know, the dirt that's mixed with water and mud. That's called a pig track, yeah.
Well, we're going to get some mileage out of this thing one way or another. Well, you came back again. You came home to talk about hemp, and that's what we want to do today. I've gotten a few emails from people asking me when you're coming back. Number one, they want to hear more about it, and I can only recommend that people start trying it now. You can listen to it until you're blue in the face.
But you know what the big thing is now, Don? It's storable food. It's really been kicking up. People are buying, larger amounts of storable food. They're getting together with other families, and they're mm-hmm. funding their money. They're putting it together in larger amounts and splitting it with, a number of people. And I think people are realizing that they're going to need food in the future because there is tough times ahead as you see what's happening with the banking system.
Yes. Well, they're obviously playing games, and we have to account for what can happen to the stores in light of what they're doing. I was in a store this evening. And it was pretty well stocked, I have to say, but I looked around and I thought to myself, you know, if there was a rush on the food, this store would be empty in 2 or 3 hours.
That's the truth, and that's the truth about it. Now, remember, we've seen rice double in price in 6 months. We've seen flour go up 4 times in the last year. So it's 4 times its price from a year ago. So now put 2 and 2 together. The food does not grow on the shelves. If they stop the trucking from the from the ships, we're not going to have food on the shelves. It's
mm-hmm.
that simple. And they're talking about it all the time. And obviously for the the election, they lowered the price of gasoline and everything else. They're going to make everything look good, put a Band-Aid on everything. But it's still there. The problem is still there. There is evidently going to be a food shortage, and it already started. I mean, all the third world countries are feeling it now. They can't even afford their own rice that they're picking. They have to send it to the next country to polish it, bring it back, and they can't even afford it. So they're feeling it right now. We'll be probably one of the last countries to feel it, but everybody's saying that we're going to.
Well, we've already had some gas I don't know if you can even call them shortages. You know, this is all contrived, number one.
Of course.
But Memphis, I think it was Memphis or Nashville, was totally out of gas. And there were like two stations open in the whole town where people could actually go buy some gasoline. And they were waiting hours and hours and hours to do that. And then I heard all over the state of Georgia they're having the same problem. Now, you're not hearing a lick of this on the mainstream media. Have you heard anything in mainstream about that?
No, I have not. And this was when, Don?
Well, this has been going on for the past week. I mean, it's been a good week that I've heard that certain parts of Tennessee were totally out of gasoline, that people had heard that there may be a shortage, and they went out to get gas, and they would wait in line at a gas station, and then they were sent away. That there was no more gas.
Wow.
So this isn't because there is a shortage. This is because they're doing a little test market on panic.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now imagine how that's affecting deliveries of food. And again, we're not really hearing anything about that, so we don't know. But I'm counting on having my hemp, so. You know, I suggest that anyone else out there that hasn't tried it yet really, really, really take it seriously. We say that it's a great snack food. I can tell you a couple of teaspoons of the soft centers when you're hungry and you don't have time to eat or
absolutely
it gets you through a good part of the day. I have to tell you. I've done it.
Absolutely. It's the most densely nutrient food on the planet. Out of 3 million edible food plants, this is the number one food source that you could put in your body. It's loaded with essential fatty acids, loaded with amino acids, loaded with digestive enzymes. Every mineral known to man is in this food. This is the reason why our government keeps it from the American people for 71 years. It's been in prohibition. Okay? And that's why God raised me up 3 years ago to do this. So I'm basically on about 20 different radio shows a month letting people know around the globe that this is the food to have in storage in time of need, and it's a food to have as a staple in your diet on a daily basis to keep your body healthy. And, Don, I got to tell you what we've done this last 2 weeks. We've put totally, I'd say about 10 different packages together to make it easier for people to purchase for storables. We started with the 5-pound sampler and went with the 2-person starter package, and then we have a 3-month package. We have a 25-pounder. We're going all the way up to a half a ton. We went up to a 1,000-pound pallet, and then we have a 5,000-pound for people that want to get together and put their money together as a group of people to get storable food for maybe a, you know, like a big, large family or groups of people that want to put their money together so they have something. And we're making it where they could just click on the button and order. And everything is shipped, no charge for shipping. Everything is shipped within a 24 to 48-hour period. And it doesn't matter where they're located on Earth, they can get the product.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the packages. I'm on your site right now looking at what you've got there. I notice you've been modifying your website quite a bit in the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, when people call up, and also not only do we have food, we have this new microplant powder that can scour the body. It's a negatively charged powder. We mine it west of the Mississippi. When you take it, it has a negative charge, and it pulls out all the positive toxins from the body, all heavy metals. It pulls out parasites. It pulls out viruses, bacteria, and fungus from the wall of the digestive tract so the villi can actually absorb nutrients again. So it literally, at this time, this is what people need. They need to detoxify their body along with having a proper food. Because everything is loaded with chemicals, especially the processed foods. You know, and I recommend that people just really watch what they're putting in their mouth, you know, because people eat anything, it seems. So when you start on this food, not only will you feel better and feel alive, because this is a food that God created for the body that He created, you're going to literally slim down, and you're going to become you're going to normalize your body weight. You're going to normalize all your body functions, and it's going to bring the body back to a homeostasis. That's what this food does. So it's exciting, you know.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned heavy metals. I'm wondering if a musician, a heavy metal musician, takes that. Is that going to take the spunk out of his playing?
No, it won't do that. We're talking about dangerous heavy metals.
Okay, not the music.
Adding all those.
All right. Now, what I know they're calling it microplant powder. Now, is it micro powder from plants, or is it microplant?
Well, I recommend if you go to the site on the right side, if you scroll down, you can hit I did a PDF on it for everybody.
Okay, I see that.
On what it is. Yeah, that is really going to... Hold on one second.
Okay, we're holding for Tom here. This is radio, so I'm going to keep the sound going so people don't think that we went dead. Okay.
Okay, I'm okay.
All right.
If you really... the reason I wanted to tell you, I'm walking back into my office here. Is there any way that we could... is there any way that we can change phones to my office phone before I get into my office?
Well, the way we can do that, Seth, if you're there, let me know. Let's arrange this with Seth. We want to do this, of course, privately.
Yeah.
And okay, Seth is there. Okay, Seth, take Tom out of the board so you can hear him and get the number for him that he wants you to call. And save that number so I have another number to get a hold of him with.
Actually, it's the same number. I just have to switch off myself. Is that okay?
Oh, okay, well, yeah, let's do that then. Seth, if you can call him back. How much time do you need here?
Just about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, call him back in 30 seconds, please, Seth.
Thank you, my friend.
I'll talk to the audience while you're gone.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Tom is leaving us shortly, but he'll be right back here. Okay, I'm looking at the diagram. He's got a very detailed diagram for the microplant powder. And these are some of the actual descriptions he's got here. When microplant powder gets absorbed into the bloodstream, he's talking about the cylinders that move throughout the body, cleaning and breaking up the buildups in the blood vessels. Microplant powder also helps to destroy bad fats. Everyone that we know that is taking microplant powder has lowered their cholesterol by 40 to 50 points. Everyone taking microplant powder has lowered their cholesterol, and they are amazed at how high their blood pressure goes down. As the microplant powder eventually dissolves into the blood, the many benefits of the silica content are realized. Now, he lists a few of the benefits here. Sore joints and ligaments feel better. Skin clears up. And let's say acne, age spots, and psoriasis. Hair and nails are stronger and grow faster. Stronger teeth and gums. Healthier respiratory tract. Less coughing. Now, I guess this would be for the women. Women will experience fewer symptoms during menopause. And I guess by transitive property, so will the men. If the women are feeling better, so will the men. And a healthier urinary tract as well. Let's see. And then he's got actually some really interesting drawings here showing what happens when you have coronary artery disease and how this helps. So I guess the main thing here is getting your body to absorb the silica that you need and help you with your now Seth is trying to get in touch with me. Seth, go ahead and call Tom back. He's waiting for your call. So, If you can hear me, call him back. And he's saying, okay. So, this looks like a good product. Now, I have some of this on order myself, and I've not gotten it yet. I'm told it's on the way, so I should have something to say about this within the next couple of days. People are expressing an increase in energy and the need for less sleep, and this is because of all of the nutrients that you're taking into your bloodstream. Basically, I guess it also clears the colon. Now I'm getting zapped again here. What's going on here, Seth? Okay, he's back. Are you with us, Tom?
I certainly am, my friend. I am ready and raring to go.
Okay, I just gave a rundown of the benefits of the microplant powder.
Oh, yeah. So. Well, let me tell you, that's going to scour the arteries. It will clean up the blood. Even bentonite clay doesn't get into the blood like this product does. So if there's any kind of parasites of any kind in the blood, in the organs, anywhere in the brain, it will actually destroy them, and it will evacuate through the blood system and through, of course, stool and every other way you go. So it's a great detoxifying substance. It is also, it doesn't have a shelf life. It will last hundreds of years, so nobody has to worry about it going bad. I had a lady buy 6 cases today, and they're big, big sellers. People are very impressed with it. There's really nothing that will do what this does for this price, and we do not charge shipping for it, and I'll match it against anything out there. If people want to detoxify, this product will blow their mind. And when they read that PDF file, it's 5 pages long. It will give them what it is. It'll explain it in layman's terms, what this is, and how it can truly benefit the health of the human body.
Yeah, I see you have a special on this, too, that you have a price point at buying 4 of these 2.5-pound containers.
That's correct.
Now, how long, if somebody's following what you're suggesting, and I think you say take 3, is it teaspoons of this? Yeah,
well,
tablespoons.
It could be 3 heaping tablespoons. It's up to the individual in 8 to 10 ounces of water. And then I drink more water during the day because what it does, it's just going to suck a lot of things out of your body. A lot of people are telling me their urine smells stronger. Obviously, when you're detoxing, your urine does smell strong. Some people are getting a Herxheimer reaction. They might get some pimples on their face. Some people don't get any reaction. So it just really does different things on different people because people are at different toxicity levels. Not everybody's the same. We're all very complex. So it'll work wherever it needs to do its job. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And in the end result, it will grow. It will allow the cartilage to come back and the synovial fluid around the joints. So there will definitely be less pain with arthritis. And this is, we hear it from many people. You'll see your fingernails very hard and things like that. But it's just an amazing thing. It's loaded with silica. So it's 89 to 93% silica in this product. So everybody knows we're lacking silica in the food because it's not in the soil, so it's not going to be in the vegetables or the fruits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you could back in like we're doing with other nutrients, it's going to really benefit the body, and it's a superior benefit to the aorta valve in the heart, and it will really strengthen that, so it will really help with heart attacks and weak hearts and palpitations, things like that. It's a magnificent product. It's a big, big seller, and people are reordering it. So 1 2.5-pound container, Don, will probably last someone about 3 months.
Okay.
That's what the average is. Could last a little more, could last a little less, but that's what we're getting. And if people are doing less than 3 heaping tablespoons, it can last 4 or 5 months. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. So then the 4-pack is going to last a year.
I would say absolutely, yes. And the lady that bought the four, she wanted it for a four-year supply. So that's the reason we pack them four at a time. It's just a year. And could be more, could be a little less, but I would say most likely more. It really works. It's tasteless. It's odorless. You can mix it with any kind of fruit juice. You can mix it in your hemp shake. You can put it in food if you want. I mean, it's not going to change really the taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that will literally attack any kind of toxin in your body and pull it out. And don't you think that's what we need?
Yes, absolutely.
We need it. And I did one big one before I left, because when I go into the city and I eat, you never know what you're eating over there.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, we're going to take a short break.
Got it.
We'll come right back. When we come back, I want to talk about this carob powder and go over some of these recipes. You're listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our special guest, Tom James, will be right back with us. Don't go away.
The Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
For our second segment of Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. That's a cut from my new CD called False Flag. And that was inspired by the madness that occurred a 9/11, believe it or not. And it sounds kind of neurotic in that one section there. And it's intended to sound that way.
That was
excellent. Welcome back, Tom.
I really like that music. Who did that?
That's me. That's all me.
Oh, that's the whole thing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, I really like the music. I'd like to have some of that in my collection.
Well, you can order my CD. How's that?
That's pretty cool, man.
Now I have to send you one.
Wow.
I can't do that to you.
You mean right when we went to the break, that was all you?
Yeah.
Wow. I like the music. Very nice. I was going to say it. It's nice music. Cool.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I mean it, too. I mean, I like music, and I like that.
Well,
anyway, we're going to talk about the carob, huh?
Well, yeah. I don't know if we were finished talking about the powder, the microplant powder, but I moved over to your carob powder page, and
yeah.
I saw the recipes there. That I was looking for, your smoothies recipes.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them there. We want to really do a better job with that. There's just so many to put up, you know. But we've got a few there and keeps everybody busy. You know, you can make a million smoothies. There's a million recipes for smoothies. So everybody has their own taste. But I realized that sometimes people want to change the flavor, and I came out with a carob for just that reason, to change it into a chocolate shake, you
mm-hmm.
know, and without the dangers of chocolate that chocolate bring. Chocolate has some things in it, theobromin and this and that. And there's a lot of issues with chocolate being very clean when they pick it and all that. There's a lot of issues about that. So I wanted something extremely nutritious, gluten-free, and anti-inflammatory, loaded with potassium, calcium, magnesium, very similar to the hemp powder. And it tastes like chocolate. And it's incredible when you throw it in like a little teaspoon in your shake and you got a chocolate shake just for a change of pace, you know?
Yeah,
so
you've got
I import this from Spain, and it's delectable. It's just fantastic. So if people want to change the flavor of their hemp shakes, or just you know want a chocolate drink, you can just use the carob, and it's fantastic, and it's healthy, very healthy.
Now I don't suspect that you can only take these or you know make these for your breakfast in the morning. This is probably something good if you want a snack in the middle of the day or maybe between meals or something as well. I mean, just looking at it, you know, it looks pretty good. It's like dessert.
Oh, it is. You would mix it in with your hemp shake. You know what I'm saying? The powder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To change the flavor.
Now, what are the advantages of the carob, besides making it taste like chocolate? Is there any nutritional advantage, or
it's
is it just
loaded,
avoid?
It's loaded with potassium. It's loaded with calcium, loaded with magnesium and phosphorus, and it's loaded with iron. I mean, it's quite an amazing chocolate-tasting powder. It's made from the carob tree, and it's in this pod,
mm-hmm.
and there are little beans in there.
Yeah.
But it's just loaded with nutrients. And I said, boy, what a marriage to marry them together with the hemp. Oh, now you got a super drink. It's already super. And now you're adding a flavor that's also nutritious. How many companies add flavors that are nothing but chemicals, right, Don?
Yeah.
So now you're adding a superfood, nutritious, just for flavor, and you're getting all the nutrients and benefit along with what you're eating. So it's very powerful. So I wanted to do that for a year, and I finally did it. So we sell them in the one-pounders, you know. It's a really good carob. It's not raw. It is roasted. Very important to roast carob to kill off anything that is dangerous, and it brings out that flavor and taste. And it's a dark chocolate. You'll like it. It's actually, I'm just thinking, is this a dark roast or is that our coffee? I'm pretty sure it's a medium roast. Hold on.
Now, did you throw some of that in my latest order, or is that something I have to...
You have to work for that, Don.
So, let me guess. You sent me some of the dog and pony show hemp biscuits, right?
I would never send them to you. You're not a dog. You're a human being. I only sent you food that is fit for a human being.
Huh.
Did you get the order, by the way?
Not yet.
Oh, well, you will.
Okay.
Just hang in there for a couple of months. You'll get it. No, it should. You should get it in a few days.
Hey, Tom, we've got a caller here. Now, this might be interesting. I'm hoping it's about hemp, from what I'm looking at. It might have...
Well, they want to sell a pig, we'll buy it.
let's take this call and see what we've got here. We've got Jim from Austin on the line. Jim, are you with us?
Yeah.
You've got a comment or a question for Tom James?
Yeah. Tom James? Tom?
How are you, buddy?
Well, good. I'm getting my mind blown here. I had never heard of Don Nikoloff before. I believe that's his name.
Yes, that is I. I'm the host, yes.
And I just happened to turn to the station because Jeff Rentz was off the air, and he was listening. Jeff had this amazing show with these guys from a website called Halfway Human, I believe. Have you heard of that one, halfwayhuman.com?
No.
No, I haven't.
Jeff
this is
Rentz
getting
is crazy one of my
right
good...
a minute.
Jeff Rentz is a good friend of mine, Tom.
Yeah, he's friends with both of us, actually.
Yes, he is.
I've rarely heard Jeff Rentz. Every few years I hear him, and I'm amazed how intelligent he sounds, unlike so many people on the radio. He's a great
speaker. Great guy.
And he had these guys on Halfway Human. You got to get on this site, and I wish you could hear these guys from that website. They talk about language, and I never heard people talking about this before, and how as language changes and the frequency of words are become known through the research of these two guys who have been doing this for 10 years, they can predict the future. And I don't know to what accuracy. And they were making lots of predictions about, it was mostly about economy and politics. And it was great. And then I just went from 96.3 over to 90.1 here in Austin. And then I'm listening to you guys, and I'm hearing you talking about reptilians and McCain and Obama, and I'm just like, wow, you know, the only person I read about reptilians writing about is David Icke, and I've been doing that for years, and so many people I talk to, they think it's ridiculous, and now you're talking, you saw entities in the clouds at the World Trade Center. And
were any of these shows talking about hemp?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Well,
you're talking about hemp.
Well, if you take the hemp, let me say this, Jim. If you get some of Tom's hemp and you get on a regular diet of hemp, those entities and the reptilians will leave you alone.
You better believe it.
What the fuck? I didn't know they were bothering me.
You never know, right?
Well, they have a notion to, let's put it that way.
So it sounds like you guys are serious about Obama and McCain being shapeshifters. I mean, you're saying you can see it in the photos. I haven't seen any of this.
Oh, yeah. Ken Adachi and I, actually, I sent a photo to Ken. If you've read my articles.
No,
I
never heard of you or seen your website. I never heard of you before tonight.
Well, where did you hear this? How did you hear this? We haven't been talking about reptilians tonight. We're just talking about it.
This is about the hemp.
I just heard it on your show like 10, 15 minutes ago. We must be talking about different shows. But here in Austin, Don, I think you're talking to someone named Jim Murray, right?
Oh, are they replaying my show on WTPRN?
That's it.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. Okay. Well, you called into the live show. I have the world's shortest run with an affiliate, 2 days with them. They said they went off the air. So we're just doing a live show like we normally do. They're not getting this one. They're missing out on this. So
right, on the show about hemp.
Yeah.
So
about tonight, hemp.
Yeah, so you're on a live show right now, and they're playing a rerun from last Friday.
So I guess do I get to talk to you about reptiles for a minute or something? Reptilians?
Well, we could talk about them for a moment. We talk about anything as long as we can sort of segue into the hemp somehow here.
Oh, yes. And I also
go ahead. What would you like to ask?
Well, I'm, you know, the just in a couple of minutes, I heard these points about and some woman named Dawn or something called. She called in and she said, "Have you seen the new cover of Rolling Stone with McCain on the cover? And it's an expose of him." And then from there it went to, yeah, McCain and Obama are shapeshifters. And I'm going, huh? And I sounds like you're serious. Can you tell me a little about this?
Yes. I'll tell you about it, Jim, under one condition.
What's that?
And that's you promise to go to my website, okay?
Oh,
I'll direct you to the articles, but then you go to my sponsors page
I have to buy something?
Or just take down the number to talk to Tom James.
Can't
about
believe this is
power.
Happening.
I know. Well, I'm tripping too. It's great.
This is live radio. It's great. Actually, I'm sure there's some people out there that wouldn't mind mixing this topic with the hemp. So.
Yeah, the guy who answered the phone when I called said your website is directlightproductions.com.
That's correct.
I'm going to get on it. And I can't do it tonight because I turned my computer off. But, I'd love to get on it.
Yeah, and check it out. It's pretty serious.
So entities in the clouds of dust when the Trade Center fell?
Yes.
You've seen that, or is this guy, this Ken Adachi, showed it in his photos?
Yeah,
where did you see this?
Okay, I've got those photos posted on my photos page. If you go to my website and click on photos at the top of any page, you'll see there's a menu to take you around the site.
Don, and have you been into a study of reptilians or seeing them for years and years or what?
Yeah, I've been into it for quite a while, and it's a real phenomenon. It's not.
Well, I've been reading David Icke's books on this for like 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm. There are several people that are coming up with the same research. Ken Adachi is one such individual.
And
Jeff
maybe
Rentz.
Carlos Castaneda back in the 60s and 70s, perhaps?
Oh yeah. And Jim Mars is another one. Fritz
Springmeyer.
Another.
Is he out of jail?
What's that?
Is Fritz Springmeyer out of jail, since you mentioned his name?
No, I think he's still in jail.
I see.
That's the fate of someone that's telling the truth. They want to move them out of the way to stop the word from getting out.
Yeah, but Jim Morris spoke in Austin at Brave New Books a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
About his new book,
Jim,
The Fourth Reich or something like that.
Yeah, Jim's been on my show. In fact, he and I have been doing some parallel research unbeknownst to each other. And we're coming up with the same things. So, you know,
but not on reptilians. He doesn't look like a reptilian kind of. Oh, he is? Wow.
On everything, yeah.
Don, where do you live?
Where do I live? Well,
yeah,
I'm in Ohio.
Uh-huh. Well, I appreciate this. And it's just so wild, you know, when you talk about McCain and Obama being shapeshifters, and I've spent a couple of hours on YouTube catching up on Sarah Palin, on her interviews with Katie Couric that exposed her, to me anyway, as being a real doofus. And while I was doing this, I was thinking, is this real or is this all part of the show? You know what I mean? Probably all part of the show, the fake show. And I fell for it. And, you know, and what you're talking about sounds, even though it's so flabbergasting, it sounds more real to me.
Mm-hmm. It stretches the imagination, but there's a lot of ancient literature that describes these phenomenon phenomena. And also there's a lot of recent research coming out. With digital photography, we can catch these things. And you can see it in still photographs, and you can see it when you pause a video and go frame by frame in a video.
God. Wow.
So, the picture you're referring to that Ken Adachi has. It was actually posted on several websites. It was posted as a black and white photo, and we converted the photo to color. And these anomalies just jump right out when it's in color. And, you know, I'm just remarking what I'm seeing in the photo. That's all. And I take hemp products, so, you know, I have a clear mind.
Well, I don't dispute or even doubt what you say. Is that why in the in ancient Egypt, in the caves, they had these drawings of people that looked like giant lizards, right?
Well, yeah. What do you think?
I think, yeah. Makes sense. I mean, I don't know. I know so little about this stuff.
You're probably very right. You're
wow.
probably correct on that. What do you think, Tom? Have we lost Tom?
I wonder if he's bored. It sounds like we lost him.
I don't know, Seth. If you're listening, see if we lost Tom, or or maybe he just went and took a break. Maybe he's making a smoothie or something.
And when Rentz was talking to those two guys from HalfwayHuman.com, who he loves and who are great, they were talking about aliens, you know, being around and visiting the planet so many, many times. I don't remember the number that they used. You must be into all that too.
Yeah, actually, you know, the guys, I know who you're talking about. I haven't been to their site, but...
They were incredible, man.
They were recently on Coast to Coast, maybe a week or two ago, with George Norrie. And they were making a lot of predictions about things that were coming up. And a lot of them are very accurate. Now, what's interesting is that what they're doing with the language... I occasionally do a show where I'm talking about the use of words and the meaning of words, and yes, it does hold a vibration, but it has very much to do with the matrix. And I use an example of how we use words, and I just pulled a word off the top of my head, the word apart. When you take the word apart as one word, it means what? It means separate, right? Like, this is apart from that. These two elements are apart from each other. And it denotes separation. Yet when you take the word apart and break it into two syllables and make two separate words of it, a and part, it now means belong. So it's kind of interesting how when we move letters together to form a multiple or one word out of two words, the meaning is the opposite, and I think that's done intentionally, like
the word insane, you know, is a negative word, but if you separate it, insane being in the sane.
Yes,
is that an example of what you're talking about? I hope.
Yeah, same thing. Yes.
Great.
Same thing. And we don't think much about that, but it does change the vibration of the word.
I think about this stuff because I meditate a lot, and it slows me down, and it lets me look at things in a new light, tell you the truth.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. I don't know if my engineer is trying to bring my guest back.
Thank you.
We'll roll for a moment. So you just kind of... you heard me on another network, but you actually were hearing a rebroadcast of another show.
Yeah, in fact, I just for a minute I happened to tune one of my ears to that show. You're talking about David. You're actually talking about David Icke and Webster Tarpley being a historian, and but you like him. He's outside of the box. Tarpley is incredible. Rentz had Tarpley on tonight. In fact, they actually, he's rebroadcasting the show, and that's why I turned it off, went to the station where you were on. Tarpley is amazing. God, he can just rattle off all this stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You've had him on?
Well, I guess we've lost Tom for the evening. I don't know what...
are you and I on the air?
Yes, we're live on the air.
Far out. So if we talk about this reptilian thing, don't you want to talk about it? I'm dying to hear about it.
Yeah, actually, tonight was supposed to be about Hemp USA.
Yeah.
Well, Seth, is he coming back, or is he... he's not angry, is he? I don't know Tom to get angry about something like this, but
he was laughing before he got off.
I don't know. Seth is listening to me. Seth, try bringing him back on here. I don't feel good about this. This is not good. So now you owe us at least. Oh, I guess he's retiring for the night. Okay. I'll square this away later on. Okay. So you got to hear this show for the first time tonight, starting with another network.
Yeah.
All right.
And starting with another show.
I hope you come back.
I'm not usually up this late. God, it's 1 o'clock.
Well, it's later where I am on the East Coast. It's already later. So what is your impression of all this new stuff that you're hearing? Then you say you've been reading about reading David Icke's work.
Yeah. Oh, I used to really like David Icke. I had about 5 of his books out of the library, and I plowed through them. You know, I just couldn't get enough. And then finally, I sort of found his website, and then I finally started. And then I looked at sort of hearing about all his DVDs, and I felt like I was just too into it, and it was time to move on and not be. I'm just not. David Icke was on Alex Jones a couple of days ago, and I listened to him, and I just wasn't curious anymore, to tell you the truth. There are a lot of things I read, and people that I listen to, like Jim Mars, Tex Mars. I listen to a lot of people. But, you know, I read my David Icke, and I thought it was great, and then I just moved on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Do you think, is it that you're not getting anything more out of it, or is it...
It seems like it's old stuff, you know. I mean, I've read about it for years, and hardly anybody talks about it. And so when I heard you talk about it, just by happening to flip on, so-called happening to flip on to your show, my jaw just dropped. You know, I thought, this is great. I want to hear this. I want to hear about Obama. You know, I mean, I got friends that are supporting him, of course, and I'm not going to vote for either of them. I think it's just, you know, just a farce, you know.
Yeah, well, I feel that, if you've read my research, or when you read my research, you'll see why I feel like I do. And, I mean, these discoveries are things that are coming out by us watching these people, watching them carefully, and watching what they do. People don't do these things to other human beings. You know, how a human being can stomach some of the things that go on this planet is beyond me. And the key to it is they're not being done by human beings. And that's a stretch for a lot of people, but, you know, we don't ask anyone to believe what we say. We suggest they do some research. A lot of people are researching these topics.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, they are. If you go to YouTube and just Google the word reptilian and watch all the things that come up. Some people will make the charge that there are special effects going on. Well, that's easy that's how they poo-poo the idea. That's how they debunk it. They tell you, no, this isn't true. If you knew what was going on the planet on a wide scale, you know, who is it? Why is it they're building all these underground bases? You know, why are there existing underground bases before they started building them? And tunnel systems. What is that all about? Who's flying many of the ships that are seen in the skies? They don't all belong to us.
To the cities, you mean like, isn't there a place in Colorado called Iron Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, these are seen all over the place. People see things at Area 51. They've had things happen. There's been a lot of abductions abduction of people, cattle mutilation, and anybody could be behind that, but there were a lot of stories that allude to specific things going on in some of these underground bases, which are all connected to each other.
You mean like Luciferian things? Sacrifice?
Well, you're going off in a different area there. That's some of it, but for the fact that there are these underground bases. Have you ever heard of Phil Schneider?
No, who's that?
Well, Phil Schneider was a geologist that worked on over 100 underground bases. His thing was determining what the rock structures are and basically getting the equipment down there to where they do the drilling. They're using a nuclear-powered drilling device owned by the RAND Corporation. It's got the U.S. Air Force logo on it. They go in and they do miles of tunnels every day. And they don't dig the rock so much as they burn through it and they turn it to a glassy surface. Then they put high-speed shuttle systems in there, going between Mach 2 and Mach 3.
Hundreds of underground bases?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Study the work of Richard Dolan, and you'll see.
And in how many different countries is this going on?
Oh, this is all over the world. But
wow.
We've got over 100 bases in the United States alone.
100 underground? Are they huge?
Yes, they're very huge.
God, who lives in them?
Well, it's
you can
not,
tell me. You can
it's
tell
not
me.
Just a question of who lives in them. I mean, they're
what?
Planning on taking people down there, you know.
Oh, Christ.
But there are scientists down there, and there are numerous, countless reports of greys and reptilians down there. And Draco, the winged reptilians.
I've never heard of greys, and I've never heard of Dracos.
Never heard of gray aliens?
Like, pardon me?
Never heard of gray aliens? You know, like
no.
E.T.? Sort of like E.T., but not as friendly looking.
Oh, it's less friendly looking than E.T.?
Oh, yeah.
You mean like, you're like gray? That sounds like that funny looking thing. It looks like a gray color, come to think of it. Sort of typical on an alien book. I think we might be thinking of the same thing. At least I hope so. I think I know what you're talking about. And Draco, as in draconian, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus. Yeah, it's a pretty common topic. You know, you can Google the topic and come up with a lot of stuff.
I got to get away from all these economic websites that I've just gone on. Gold and silver. Every day I go to six of them. I spend hours. Gold and silver, economy, politics, crash, recession, blah, blah. I've been doing it for months. Two years, actually. Underground bases, they have reptilians. Tell me more.
Well, I'd suggest do some research.
I know. You keep wanting me to read. I will.
Get into some reading. Call back. You know, we'll be talking about this on some upcoming shows. So, you know, it's the best thing I can suggest you do. Do some reading. Catch up on some things.
Okay. But I got to ask you one more thing.
Go ahead.
A little regarding, like, how do you know how many people are being abducted? How do you know people are being abducted? Yeah, how do you know? How do you know this? Do people come up and say, hey, I was involved in this and I'm spilling the beans?
Some people do. Some people are seen being abducted. There are people that have seen those that have been abducted. You know, there are lots, thousands of reports of it.
Thousands? I missed all of this, man. Wow.
Well, you know, I don't ask anybody to believe. I tell folks to do some research.
Well, you know, over the years, I hear that occasionally, alien abduction. But I don't take it seriously because I see it so seldom. And so I just haven't learned very much.
Well, there's been a lot that's come out under the Freedom of Information Act, including redacted sections of documents. Now, why would somebody go through the trouble of putting those documents out if there wasn't anything going on? And why would they redact big sections of a document? Is it just to create the illusion that, there's something being hidden? There is a lot being hidden. And people are starting to wake up to what it is.
Is a shapeshifter reptilian an alien?
Well, a reptilian wouldn't be a human being. What would you call him?
Yeah, okay.
And the shapeshifting is mimicking the DNA. You know, it's mimicking the likeness. There are also hybrids, too. So,
how many of these things are there?
I haven't counted.
What's your guess?
Oh, could be in the millions.
Jesus. Wow. So that would be all. That would be the Bushes and the Clintons, people like that, I'm sure. In fact, probably all Gore. I'm betting all the big politicians are, don't you think?
You might be right.
Makes sense. All these cows on foreign relations people and the international bankers, the Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's pulling the strings, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's the aliens. Wow.
Yep. Well, Jim, thanks for the call.
And this has been great.
We lost our guest for tonight. I hope he wasn't upset that we shifted topics a little bit. But
God, I hope not.
That's okay. Those things happen sometimes. Anyway, I appreciate your call. Call in again. We'll be talking about this subject. And we'll be talking about hemp again, too.
One thing I know, hemp, I hear they have ads on the station about hemp. You know, right?
Well, yeah. We were doing a whole show on hemp tonight when you called in.
Wow. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't spoil the party.
No, it's okay. You know, it's we're happy to get a call in. And Tom will be back.
You're terrific. You're an intelligent guy. You're a real human being. You're probably not a reptilian.
I would presume I'm not. Last time I looked, I'm not.
Well, if you were, you fooled me. Thanks, Tom.
All right, Jim,
really
thank
it.
You.
This is Jim, call in again.
This
is Jim in Austin.
Okay, tell your friends about us, too.
Oh, yeah, I got a friend that talks about Coast to Coast all the time. And like I say, he's, like I was saying, I'm asleep, but he's up listening to George Norrie.
Okay, well, we're opposite George Norrie, but we have a good listening audience. So
I'll tell him about you.
Very good, I appreciate that.
You know, the moment I heard you, when I turned on the station, I thought, is that Al Franken? You sound like him. Did you know?
Oh, do I? No,
yeah,
I didn't realize that.
And then within a minute, I realized that Al Franken is too lightweight to be talking about what you're talking about.
he's more into the comedy thing, I think. Anyway.
And I think he's made a comedy of politics. I mean, he takes his politics seriously. But it's all part of the phony show.
Yeah, I remember the show, the bit he used to do on Saturday Night Live where he would say, vote for me, Al Franken, and he would say his name about 50 times.
In
a few sentences.
Yeah.
You are listening to Al Franken, and if you were to ask me what I thought, I would tell you Al Franken says, and. You know, that was his bit.
Hey, remember when Chevy Chase used to say, I'm Chevy Chase and you're not? I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, thanks for calling in, Jim. We're going to call it a night, but I appreciate your call. Call in again.
Well, it's been great, and I really thank you so much. I'm going to get on your website.
Okay,
thanks,
very good.
Thanks, Don.
You have a good evening. Okay, folks, I guess that's it. We lost our guest tonight, twice, and we got a call in from Jim. We thank him. Tomorrow evening, we have Dr. B on, and we're going to be talking about, his psychological kinesiology and maybe some music and herbs and parasites and all of that wonderful stuff. So, be sure to tune in. You have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Special thanks to Don Newsom for making this show possible. And for Seth, all the phone dialing he's been doing tonight. Thanks a lot, Seth. And to all the listening audience, have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.